Yo reclamo, os pido, por favor.
I ask you, I beg you to form an alliance with this parliament, with this commission, with the European democratic institutions. Be our associates, be our allies.
It is the call to fight fake news issued by the Vice President of the European Parliament, Ramón Luis Valcárcel Siso, in front of 100 young journalists and students reunited in Brussels at the European Youth Media Days event. Is it a desperate appeal? Is the European Parliament out of solutions? It is hard to see a coherent plan to tackle disinformation threats in a comprehensive way. The European Union is tucked inside papers, work groups, low budgets and lack of vision on the fake news topic. The phenomenon is at its peak and it is particularly widespread on social media. In 2016, the word post-truth was chosen by the authors of Oxford's Vocabulary as a word that describes the best at the times that we live in. The great part of post-truth is being created, of course, by fake news and propaganda. We asked people in Brussels if fake news is nowadays a real threat.
Fake news may have an impact on an election, for instance. So thinking about the US election, I know it was a big deal, a big subject.
People, adult people, should be able to judge upon the content of what is coming on the media, on social media. We have to teach our children and our students how to discern, how to make the difference on their own. It's good for them to have several inputs, several opinions, several information sources.
I think it's about fact-checking, it's about criticism, it's something that you have to learn, it's not natural.
The politicians, they should do something about it.
What if Washington or Brussels are up now to decide for what is real news and what is not? I think it's dangerous.
I think that's a general problem. I think people don't have access to information of what the parliament is doing, and the parliament is doing a lot of different things in different subjects. The parliament can invest more in terms of communication, how to reach the citizen in a better way, because there is definitely a gap.
3,416 cases of fake news in 2 years were documented by East Stratcom, the mechanism set up within the European Diplomatic Service to balance online disinformation campaigns, mainly from Russia, from rape cases attributed to migrants to polarized polls that put an equal sign between European integration and poverty, as Jakub Kaleński, one of the members of the Command Center, describes the main topics of the propaganda machine.
The Russian Minister of Defense specifically spoke about word, camera, photo, internet. This all has become just another type of weapon, just another type of armed forces. Outline what approximately is the scope of it. And here you see mostly just the official part of it. So something between $600 million and $1 billion annually spent only on official outlets. Let me remind that the very same messaging gets multiplied by a very broad network of outlets that will call themselves the only independent alternative to the lying mainstream media, but they basically only copy-paste messaging from Russian sources.
East Stratcom has built a volunteer network of more than 500 NGOs, diplomats, think tanks, and other media professionals who regularly send them examples of fake news. Their war against misleading news started through newsletters, a Twitter and a Facebook page, and in September they strengthened their online presence with launching a website called EU versus Disinfo. Inside their laboratory you will find a team of 10 people who verifies the truthfulness of information coming through Russian channels. They work on low budget, only 200,000 euros annually. The little ant is fighting with the giant elephant. Certainly not enough to reach the audience of fake news, as Jakub Kaleński points out.
Our priority audience is not the people who actually already consumed the disinformation and believed it. It would take too much time to actually persuade them that they are wrong. People don't like actually to be called that they are wrong. So we are more focusing on the people who haven't consumed the disinformation yet, and we truly believe that they are still the majority. It's about setting your priorities.
While European Commissioner for the Economy and Digital Society, Maria Gabriel, has recently convened a working group to find solutions to tackling fake news, the only instruments that have attributions to this are dominated by poor financing and lack of visibility. The Romanian MEP Siegfried Murashan, chief negotiator of EU's multi-annual budget, has for instance requested funding of 3 million euros from the 2019 EU budget for the project.
This command center doesn't have a sufficient budget. It monitors news, but it is not able to tackle fake news and propaganda. I have proposed a pilot project in this sense. It is about giving money to send on-the-field experts in member states and vulnerable eastern neighborhood states. These experts could equip opinion makers, NGOs, with the necessary instruments in order to filter Russian propaganda. When we will know if this project will have a green light? I had to be backed up by the European Parliament, since we have limited budget for pilot projects. They did approve it. At the end of November, we will have an answer on the implementation of this project. I think it will be implemented.